Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
All right, it's your 2 minute workout. 448-922-2703. It is. I was just looking on my book of face and saw attorney Tiffany Porter and met her through our mutual friend William Bodie some years ago, and she is a phenomenal attorney. And then she had a side, always had, you know, sisters always put more than one or two things together. Then she was a sports agent, kind of forayed into sports agent and representing professional athletes and athletes from all sports. Tiffany, how you doing?
I'm doing well.
Pull that microphone up. Help over there.
Is that better?
Yeah, it is good to see you.
Good to see you as well. Thanks for having me.
I had to talk to you. I mean, we've been, so much has happened in swerving around sports and sports contracts and what they're calling now the Rich Paul rule. And, you know, we got the whole NFL ownership thing swerving. So I said, let me call somebody who knows about this kind of stuff. And a lot of times the media thing, let me call one of these men attorney. But you're a sister who likes sports. Tell us, how did you get into sports, kind of being an agent and representing professional athletes? And how did that happen?
Well, it really started in law school. Well, I'm a student. I was a student athlete. I ran track. And during law school, I was just trying to feel my way out on what was it that I wanted to do besides doing criminal defense.
Right.
And I had some friends that were already in the league, and just would talk to them about the business side of it. And a lot of them would just give me these stories about how they weren't being taken care of by their agents, or that they were broke, you know, after playing for a couple years.
Yeah.
And I said, well, you know what? This is something that I really want to get into and go in to really help the players and educate them, not just represent them, because that's the easy thing,
mm-hmm.
right? It's more so about educating them and setting them up for long-term and longevity and life after football.
Mm-hmm.
And so that's where it started.
Let's talk a little bit about that. I mean, because we're now seeing, there was a time when you came into the league, you could spend 10, 15 years. We got, you know, a lot of folks spent a lot of years in the league. Now, not so much. You're lucky if you can get three, four, five years out of that, you know.
Right, three and a half years is the average time for a player.
Okay.
3.5 years. So they are lucky to be in it for that long. And, you know, we hear about these other players, but that is few and far between.
Right.
So really focusing on the guys who may be there for 5 years, and what are they going to do after that 5 years? 5 years is a short period of your life, right? We know that.
Absolutely. And most of the, you go in when you're 21, 22.
Right.
Your career now over at 27, 28.
Right.
30 at, you know, if you find one 31, 32, we can't consider them old men in the industry.
Right.
But the question we have to ask you on the other side of the break, what in the world does a 33-year-old who probably came into the league, now the minimum is million almost dollars or something thereabout, somewhere thereabout, half million, I think. But the bottom line is, some of these cats walk into the league. What's the young brother who shoe exploded now going to be walking into the league? He's making more money than most veterans.
Right.
Offer endorsements and everything else.
Right.
Tons of money. That's in the NBA, on the NBA side. But on the football side, you get your 3 or 4 years. What in the world is somebody going to do after having made 15, 20 million, 30 million? And Julio Jones, this dude, Google how old Julio is. I think he's 27, maybe 27, 28. About to have $100
million. $100 million, right. $100 million contract.
Probably a guaranteed $60 to $70
million. Right, right.
If Tiffany Porter is his agent, when we come back on the other side of the break, tell me the first thing you're going to do for him and with him. as you negotiate this $100 million deal for him. All right, our special guest is attorney Tiffany Porter. She do criminal work. She does sports agent work. And we're going to talk about the he's 30 years old.
30.
He's 30 years old. 30 years old. They're about to drop $100 million on him. That's one-tenth of $1 billion on him.
Wow.
I don't see him doing anything less than that. His agent is in town, and we got Tiffany Porter here. She's in town, too, to answer your question. You got questions about you got a son, you got a blue chipper, you got a daughter who's a superstar track person. You know, you think they have some earning potential beyond just running for NCAA. And we're going to talk about the NCAA rule that now saying you got to have degree and this and that and all of this. And we're going to talk about that, too. 404-892-2703. We'll be back. It's News and Talk 1380 WALK. All right. Our special guest is sports agent Tiffany Porter. And so, Tiffany, tell them, we've told them $100 million contract. We got a lot to talk about. We're short on time, but we're going to talk about somebody like a Julio Jones. You know, he dials you up and says, hey, sis, I need you to represent me. I'm about to get $100 million. What are you going to advise him? What are going to be the first steps that you sit down and talk to him? Because it was predictable this kid was going to make a ton of money. His talents are just immense. So
right.
What are you going to sit him down? How is that counseling session going to start?
Well, he already has money, right?
Right.
So going into this, it's not a matter of us talking about, well, what are you going to do with the money? It's really, well, what are the plans for this upcoming season? And do we believe that that he's being compensated in fairly.
Mm-hmm.
In comparison to
And he's made it very clear that he don't feel he's not.
Right.
And he don't feel like he is. His agent don't feel like he is. Matty Ice, Matt gets $120 million, whatever his ultimate contract ends up being.
Right.
And so that became the benchmark against which every other Falcon player is going to measure. Okay, the quarterback is getting us 100. He's getting 100 plus million. We ain't been to the Super Bowl. You know, people say he's a little shaky, but at the end of the day, what does the most exciting player in the NFL get?
Right. And that's what I would look at as the agent. We're going to weigh everything. I mean, he's been in the Pro Bowl, I think, eight. And you have to look at his value and his worth.
Certainly.
Right? But I know from the team standpoint and the fans were like, well, what's going on with Atlanta? They can spend this much money. And you're right. They're not going to the Super Bowl. Right? We're trying to finish. You want Atlanta to finish something. So giving that amount of money also has to be justified on the business side.
Yeah.
But of course, I'm advocating for my client and making sure that we don't leave anything on the table because he deserves it. He's that franchise player.
Yeah.
He deserves it.
Do you tie contracts to performance bonuses? We got to get to the Super Bowl. You got to get to. Does what enhances a contract to make it even worth more? You know, because clearly, Arthur Blank, anybody pay, if you get us to the Super Bowl, then we can clearly see you have 3,000 yards. That's an extra million, 2 million. Does enhancement bonus included in contracts generally?
Yes. So you look at their performance. You look at where the team has gone. Or did it make it to the playoffs? Did it make it to the Super Bowl? And of course, everyone gets those bonuses.
Right.
But when you have to look at him against other players in the same position, not just the team.
I think
some people just look at what the team is doing, but you have to
across
look at
the
him
league.
Across the league. And what are those players in the same positions doing? And is he the highest ranked out of those?
Right.
And then this is what he deserves to stay here because of that. We want to keep that key player, the best in the league, here with us. And so we're going to look at all of those factors. And, of course, performance is everything. If he wasn't performing, we wouldn't be having this conversation, right?
Right.
And that's what we're going to look at. And the money side, of course, as an agent, we, of course, want him to get paid the most, and we want to make sure that he's protected. So a part of that money is going to be guaranteed. And what percentage of that money is going to be guaranteed is key as well. We want as much guaranteed, whether he walks on the field for one season or five.
What is the key to negotiating guaranteed money?
Well, we're looking at what he has done prior to how do we get to this point, right? So they want the owners and the team want to pay for someone that has that value, because now we have a leveraging point. We can leave, right?
Right.
And then what does that mean for the team? And you're also going to look at what Matt Ryan got, right?
Yeah.
And you're going to compare it. You have to, because
after Matt Ryan's contract became public, Julio immediately kind of said, I'm sitting down a little bit. I'm going to miss this camp last year.
Right.
I'll show up at some point this year, basically right. The same thing. But now all of a sudden he said, I'll be there every day, because his agent is – the agent is in town. What does that generally mean? The deal is about to be closed.
Well, right. The deal is about to, be done. I mean, they're going to go back and forth, but this is really the critical time where they're going to sit down at the table and really talk dollars and cents, you know.
What's your best argument that you would put on the table for Julio Jones in guaranteed 70 to 80 million?
Well, that without him, he's the best. And that without him, the Falcons really, you know, don't have anyone.
And the reality is the league markets him.
Right.
I mean, the Falcons start being on Monday Night Football. They on one Monday, then on Thursday, too. The league knows who to put up there that people want to see, regardless of what team you're pulling for. People want to see Julio Jones when he's healthy and at his best. He's the most exciting player in the league to me.
Right. He's a superstar.
Yeah.
He's a superstar. And we want to see him. We enjoy watching him. And the NFL is the highest grossing sport in the world. But the players get paid the least.
Right.
And, of course, I know they have a 53-man roster, but you want value, especially the beating that it puts on you.
Oh, my God. Break down the roster. 53-man roster. 53-man, is it?
Right.
In any, just like in any pay situation, of that, what percentage of them going to be the elite? Give us a breakdown of where the salary starts and where it ends. Looking at a team like Atlanta, who's going to be in the $30-40 million? You got to be a $30-40 million man in football. You got to be pretty.
Right,
that's a lot of money.
And you're you're only going to have a few of those on each team, right? And then there is a cap. There is a cap, a salary cap, as far as what the teams can spend. And the way it works is, let's say his is $100 million over 5 years. I'm just using, you know, whole numbers.
Mm-hmm.
What goes towards the cap is the $20 million.
Right.
And so, you know, so you'll say $20 million for that year. And then you got to, you know, go on down for the other players. And that's why you have the people who are on the bottom, you know, making less than $1 million, because those top players, you know, it might be three or four,
right,
that garner that amount.
What is the, do you know what the cap is for the teams now? What is the, does it vary team to team? Is it standard? It's set the same?
No, it's standard. I don't know offhand what the total cap is.
Google it and see. Right. And that probably helps the owners. You got a limit of what you can spend, you know.
Right.
I'll talk about, because I've done some research just in preparation for this conversation on this whole Jay-Z thing. The owners are given a pot of money. I think 2017, last time we looked at it, CJ, what, $7 billion that they are given from the league just to divide up.
Mm-hmm.
That's don't include revenue from the stadiums and ticket sales. And that.
Right.
That's just their share of the – what – where in the world does that much money come from every year for the league?
Where does the money come from?
Yeah, I mean what do they use? What is the express purpose for it?
Remember, I told you it's the most popular sport. So
right.
Think about television.
Television revenue. So that's how somebody
television.
That's
revenue
their equitable
for sure.
Share of television revenue and anything, probably merchandising across.
Right.
You know,
Super
across
Bowl,
the NFL.
Even though those are two teams, it's still the league, right?
Right?
And so those are monies that are coming to the league. And they, I mean, it's the money that they make is astronomical.
So and that's the owners get to spend $12 billion.
$7 billion?
What, 17? It was like 17
was
billion.
Was it 17?
Well, how much was it? Was it 7 or 17? 7 billion.
7.
7
billion.
Yeah, 7 billion.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, 7
and so
billion.
Each owner going to get about $400 million just – at the beginning of every year.
Well, yeah, Is that about right?
But yeah, but just a quick math. $300-400 million.
Right. And so, but you got to understand, too, these teams, it costs a lot of money to run the teams,
We got you.
But we know who's making the money, right?
Right.
I mean.
404-892-2703. The salary cap was $188 million.
Right.
Now, they getting more than that every year from just the NFL. We know, you know, the other revenue that they get from all the other sources, though.
Right. Mm. So we know who's making the money.
We
and
know
it's
who's
not,
making the
not
money.
The
it's
players.
Not the players.
Not the players.
All right, 404-892-2703. Look, we got some tickets to give away. If you'd like a pair of tickets to the 10th Annual Bronze Lens Awards Show, it happens Saturday the 24th. Going to be a beautiful award show at the Cecil B. Day Chapel at the Carter Center. Great venue. Ties African chic, black tie. If you want to go to the Bronze Lens Awards Show on Saturday, be caller number 13 and I can give you these tickets. 404-892-2703. Fire up the phone lines. You got a question for Tiffany. We're talking about the NFL and sports agency. When we come back, we're going to talk about Rich Paul. Who's Rich Paul? He is a young LeBron James protege who have negotiated some of the top salaries in the NBA, has not one single degree, but he has negotiated salaries of $27 million, $22 million, $16 million, $12 million, $29 million. And the new rule for the NCAA says, look, you can't have a sports agent unless he has a degree, unless he's done took some certification class, a bunch of other stuff. Is that fair? Is that fair? They're saying they're trying to keep people like Rich Paul out of the agent business. We'll talk about that, too. 404-892-2703. We'll be back as News and Talk, 1380 WALK. All right, let's go back to this phone. Let's go to Calvin. How are you?
Hey, how you doing there, Derek? You know what? I want to make 2 points, and both of these are my opinion.
Okay.
First of all, I look at this Rich Paul situation different. If I'm not mistaken, LeBron James nor Anthony Davis has a college degree.
Right.
And what they are most afraid of is people like LeBron James, Anthony Davis taking over that agent game.
Clearly.
If they get it, established, see, they trying to attack Rich Paul. They know most of those athletes don't have degrees, but they have a lot of sense.
Mm-hmm.
So if they take that game over, you know, it's too much money. LeBron is already talking about trying to be one of the richest persons in sports. They know what they're trying to do. The other point I want to make is, see, we got to stop thinking that that our ancestors were slaves. You do not turn a king or a queen into a slave by kidnapping them and illegally imprisoning them for hundreds of years. We were never slaves.
Mm-hmm.
We were kings and queens.
Certainly.
That were kidnapped and imprisoned illegally. Those are my 2 points.
Ashe, we agree with you on both of those points. Tiffany, the Rich Paul rule essentially is what they're calling. They, you know, the NBA now wants people to have a degree, of which he does not. And that's called, just say, many of the athletes don't either. A lot of them don't make it through school.
Right.
We're getting to the point where, you know, LeBron came straight out of high school, right? And now they try to change those requirements. Talk about the requirements of an agent. What are they trying to do here? They're trying to, you know, Chris Broussard said it's nothing but racism. They're just trying to keep the brothers out of it. Because, as he's saying, if a LeBron or somebody like him, we know the Rich Paul and him were, they grew up together.
Right.
And he put him on, essentially. And so maybe people associate the reason he has such blockbuster roster. One, he's getting good deals. Is he getting good deals for his players? I'm just looking at the numbers.
He's getting great deals. Well, we do know, of course, he started with, under LeBron's tutelage. We do understand that, but pretty much they're trying to follow in the steps of the NFL, right? But they do know in doing this that certain people are going to be automatically cut. And there's something in there that says you have to be certified also for 3 years, which that will knock people out as well. And so if you do that, it's going to pretty much systematically changed the game. And mm-hmm. a lot of people of color who do not have those degrees will be out. And it's just the way that they do it, or the manner in which they're doing it. I know on the NFL side, it is a degree or commensurate experience.
Right.
I don't know if the NBA is going to change that, but then that would allow Rich Paul to come in. What the problem is the NBA is going to have is the not only the backlash, but the lawsuit that's going pending.
Because
right?
you are basically impeding my free right to be represented by who I want to.
Right. Right, yeah, so
if this man go in there, if I'm the biggest in the league and he only go get $10,000 off the table, then so be it. If I sign that contract, then that's on me.
Right.
But I should be able to choose. I should not be stared to, you know. It's almost like the lawyer who's sitting at 285 waiting for the wreck to happen so they can come throw a card out the window.
Right.
I should not be forced
right.
to have to use a classified group of people you want. If this is my career, I should not be able to use whoever I want to, even if it's Big Mama to do it.
Right. They should be. And the problem is we are now equating a degree with
success
and expertise.
Right.
That's not always the case.
Right.
Just because you have a degree or just because you have a law degree does not make you the top lawyer or just make you just knowledgeable all of a sudden. So what kind of degree? We said a degree. What do you just have a degree in sociology? So now you're going to come and represent someone in the NBA. And I'm not knocking anyone with that degree, but what are we saying? What does the degree really mean? And I just think it's just a ploy to push certain agents out who are super successful.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah. When we come back, we'll talk about negotiating with a college athlete, because a lot of this is those college athletes like Holyfield's son, who ultimately did end up, I think, going to draft, but who are flirting with going into pro. Because once they make a declaration, either I don't think they can go back or they can't change it. Or once they sign or they're engaged, tell us how that works. Because this is kind of impacting a lot of college students who have the athletic prowess and ability. And I used to be one, they ought to go to college and they ought to defend. I said, no. Why? If the boy got the natural ability or the young lady got the natural ability to put themselves in a position to sign a $50 million contract and here you down here done work 30 years for a gold watch.
Right.
And this dude can go in there and buy the whole icebox jewelry thing up with his first contract. Who's the better?
Right.
Who's better off in that situation?
Go back and get that degree. That's how I feel.
Or go back and do like most of us do. Just pay enough money, they'll give you one. We'll be back. It's News and Talk, 1380 WLK. All right. We ain't got but a few moments. Tiffany, we're talking about those student athletes who kind of go back and forth. A lot of football players, after their freshman, sophomore year, they already know what's up. They don't want to go straight to the draft. If they sign with an agent, it's a wrap pretty much.
Right. Declare and then sign with an agency, they can't go back and play. That's per the NCAA rules. That's it. Once they have signed with an agency, that's it.
All right, and so that's a wrap. Who should be looking for an agent? When do you know you pretty much, you got somebody who going to the league? Have people?
Well, here. Here's the thing. The misconception is that you can talk to agents. I mean, from high school, you can talk to us. You cannot take things from anyone. You should not be doing that even in college.
Prohibitive,
Right, that's prohibitive.
On your end as the giver as well as the receiver.
Right, absolutely. Both sides. But usually, we know for the NFL it's 3 years, right? You have to be out of high school for 3 years before you can even declare for the draft. Right. And once they sign when they're looking at an agency, usually they will start looking maybe their sophomore or junior year, but as early as freshman year, depending on the player.
Mm-hmm.
Right. They come in superstar. They continue to be a superstar all the way through. Trust me, they have been talking to someone
All along.
Mm-hmm. And you would be late in the game as an agent coming in trying to talk to them their senior year.
What are some no-nos? You can't give mama, can you give mama anything? A free trip? A car?
No agency should be giving anyone anything, any loans.
Mama can't get no Escalade for the house back at the trailer park.
No.
If an Escalade show up at the trailer park, $90,000.
We might
need to start asking some questions.
How she get
that on
her
EBT card?
Right. And then you have to watch, too, because they can lose their eligibility, not EBT.
How she pay for this on her EBT card? This card cost $90,000. What do you see happening, Tiffany? We're just seeing a lot of healthy contracts. I'm glad for these young men. And we're talking about pay equity now among, I know that ain't your field, soccer, women in sports.
Right.
What are you seeing in that? And, Lord, we can't even talk about WNBA. I think some of them work for one of these Popeye chicken sandwiches I was talking about.
I mean, the salary. I know.
Some of them we get EBTs. I mean, equity in this field.
Right. Well, we hope to see these players actually get their worth right?
Yeah.
And not just the higher-ups, these owners and managers making all the money, right? It's going to be interesting to see, of course, now with Jay-Z getting in the mix, how that's going to fare. And for the players, we just have to keep pushing for them, as well as collegiate players. I do believe they should get paid.
I do, too. I believe wholeheartedly. There's nowhere in the world you can take what's the mayor cat? This dude make like $7 million. His contract is like a professional football. They get all of the money.
Right.
These teams generate, they generate more viewership than many NFL teams. Down at Stanford Stadium, they have more in there than they have at the Falcons game.
Yep, they do.
Right? Comparable prices almost, too, in terms of ticket. More, you got 70-some thousand in there every time the Bulldogs open up the hedges.
Right, right.
You know, we barely get that in Atlanta. But
right.
All of that revenue, they ain't got to pay Julio or nobody one dime. In fact, they are expressly forbidden from giving the athlete one dime. He can get some extra food, and he can get some gear and some shoes, but he cannot take one dime in remuneration. So,
right, and their argument is that okay, their education is being paid for.
But you know good and well them kids ain't graduate. Some of them can't even
read. Some of them, you're right.
Some of them aren't graduating with degrees,
yeah. Right? But then you're looking at the bottom line number too, and there should be some compensation, and then this would stop the whole trying to get money in between time when they're not supposed to. This would stop all of that.
Yeah.
And we're not saying that it should be something astronomical, but come on.
$15,000-$20,000.
You know.
Let's take care of all the, get them a little car and, you know, help with tuition, dates and all of this kind of stuff.
Right. I think they get sometimes like a $200, $250 stipend.
That's what I hear. $200. What can you do with that? You can't even go out on a good date on that.
Right.
What else, Tiffany, before we get out of here?
And I just want to say, you have a lot of these, I think people don't understand, you have a lot of these players who are coming from dirt poor conditions.
No doubt.
And I have seen it with my own eyes, going to visit families when you're trying to vet a player, and you are looking around like, I didn't know people still live like this.
Yeah.
And so, you know, I understand. Mm-hmm. And people who don't even have bank accounts.
Right.
Mama,
well, I go back to Herschel Walker. I remember he was the highest recruited thing in Georgia from Wrightsville. You talking about dirt poor. The place didn't even have a paved road in town. This was in the early 80s.
Right.
They said they had to leave there. The place they left there so dusty, didn't have a dirt. Before he left, he had him a Camaro and a white girl. He had a brand new Camaro and a brand new white girl. Advice, you talk about the life skills, you know, you sitting down. Let's go back to the first. He just came out of UCLA, Morehouse, or just came from Dillard, a great football player. Now he's getting his first contract. He came from one of them dirt poor situations. Mama just wanted to Escalade, and, you know, he
did. Right. Mm-hmm.
No financial planning, didn't have a bank account. What in the world do you do to jolt him to understand won his world. It's almost like somebody who just wins the lottery randomly.
Right.
What is the first thing Tiffany Porter tells that young man? Or who do you put around him the fastest?
Right. So knowledge is power, right? We know that. So the people that hold the knowledge and have the information are the ones in power. And most of the time, it's not the player. So what I would do is sit down and actually educate the player. You have to educate them first and teach them about the business, right, and how it works. And when you bring in some the best financial advisors, you put them even with life coaches and try to show them what they're looking at. The first thing I have a player look at is the tax bracket. Now you're in this tax bracket, and based on your budget, this is how much you're going to have to pay out and what you're going to be left with for the year. So don't look at that $1 million. It's not $1 million. Not $1 million. You know, take about 40% of that off from the top, right?
Send it right on back to Uncle Sam.
Right, and you have to pay you have to pay all these fees, and then you got family. And so we really want to sit down and have a plan before the money even comes into play as far as what they want to do. And even if it's about buying a house, then we want to sit them down with real estate agents and let's talk about this house and what should you get. Should you buy a home where the team is?
Or
should
you buy one ultimately live?
Right, where you're going to ultimately live. And let's talk about that investment. So the key is to educate them and to really have that sit down with them. And see what they want to do and what their goals are. Because I also want to know, what are your goals? What are your long-term goals? People don't want to hear that. They don't want to hear life after NFL. But let's be real. You know, what do you want to do? You want to be a veterinarian? Do you want to be a business owner? Of what, though? No. I hear that a lot. I want to own my own business.
I want to be a rapper.
Well, yeah, I want to be a rapper, too. Rapper going to music.
I won't be a producer. Everybody want to be able, just like in Atlanta. Everybody either four or five things. You either music producer, you either a fitness trainer. Everybody's real estate, personal assistant. And, you know, one or two more. That's about it.
Right.
The rest
life
of
coach.
Just for life.
Life
That's
coach.
Right. Life coach / evangelist. Right. You got to come back.
Yes, I will come back.
A lot of great information.
Yes, we didn't even get to talk about Jay-Z.
I wanted to hear you talk about Jay-Z.
That's a whole nother, you know.
Oh, I got to get you back. Yeah. I'm going to have you back. But maybe, you know, since we're late getting you here.
I know.
And I will, like, maybe we'll look next week because I'm going to bring in the former NFL player, Danny Buggs and some. We're going to really deconstruct this Jay-Z thing.
Okay.
And I would be interested in your perspective on it.
I'm waiting.
Keep your powder dry.
Mm-hmm.
As they say, keep your powder dry. But we day seven now. We still trying to figure out what he coming out of the meeting with for us.
So far he has 5%.
You know, just don't tell me he went, you know, and then we had to break that number down. Cause he had because people don't be understanding. And you're attorney, so you understand it.
Right.
The devil is in the detail.
Right. And then
these people ain't finna give you no percentage that allow you to go in there making no decision.
Right. And so let me tell you this. I had a good friend in college. she compared him to Lady Eloise and Boomerang for the percentage that she had. So, you know, you use the face. So, you know, the people have to understand
absolutely.
What that means.
And they did the same thing with the Nets, the Brooklyn Nets gave him he's an owner. He owned 0.5% or 1%. But if the fraction was so low, his total investment was like $300,000.
Right.
Now, I'm broken could come up with that. I could have been on that contract. I could have come up with $300,000 to say that I'm a part owner of the company.
Right.
I don't even own enough to tell the broom duster to go dust the place up. But anyway, we'll talk about that sometime next week. Look, we got to get out of here. Tiffany, thank you for coming, hanging out with
us. Thank you for having me.
We got to have you back because I'm going to bring in a panel of experts, not just us philosophers who are talking about this, former NFL players and others, and bring Tiffany back as well. Y'all have a beautiful day.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s?
It's better over here.
Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.